CBSI and the world, I'm John Batchelor. The climate, Italy. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, who in his drive from Genoa to Milan and Milan to Genoa observes the Po River Valley, the critical water for the agriculture of the north of Italy, for hydropower, and for a sense of all is well, not right now. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The meteorologists are reporting a drought in the Po River Valley, similar to what we observed last year. What is the prospect for this summer? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, I can tell you that in the north of Italy, particularly the west side, so the region of Milan, Lombardia, and the region of Turin, Piemonte, the situation is dramatic. The level of any river is below the typical lowest level that normally happens at the end of summertime. But we are in the winter time. We are in the period that normally we were expected to have a lot of rainfalls and a lot of snowfalls. We don't have rain, we don't have snow on the north of Italy, while the situation in the center and in the south of Italy is totally different. There are plenty of rain and plenty of snow on all their mountains, the Apennine, that goes from the center down to the very south of Italy. It's a sort of mountain chain with the lowest altitude compared to the Alps. So there is a sort of reverse situation. We have the snow now, we have now the north empty of rain and snow, and the south plenty of water and snow. And the temperature are pretty mild everywhere. There are some hope for a change of weather at the end of February, likely at the end of next week, but it's too early to say about.
The pattern is around the world unusual everywhere reporting. I report from New England. Very mild, hardly any snow, spring-like conditions in mid-February. The buds coming up already. The daffodils are 3 or 4 inches tall. I keep talking to them. So the Alps, checking on the Alps, because that's critical also for the agriculture of the north. Do the Alps see a lot of snow, either Austria, Switzerland, France, or Italy? Or is there snow there?
Yes, they are covered by a white layer of snow, but not a meter of snow, some centimeters. So that is not enough because the Alps are the most important water reservoir for the springtime and the summertime for the north of Italy and also for Switzerland and Austria. So there is some snow, but not enough compared to the needs that normally the agriculture and other industrial activities needs. So this is a very, very critical problem. And the expectation for the summertime, if nothing changes, and for the agriculture and the cattle, is pretty severe. This is the second year that we are not having what we were used to have in the past year. So not good. Even the lakes, the level of water in the lakes that are a very important water reservoir, very, very low, very, very low.
We move from the climate to the politics of the moment in Italy. Giorgia Meloni is the new prime minister leading a coalition described as right of center. But within regional elections of these last days, endorsed again and again by the richest regions of Italy, that is Milan, Lombardy, and Rome, Lazio, an overwhelming victory that leads to the suggestion, who is Giorgia Meloni? The New York Times features an observation that other European leaders expected a right-wing turn, something like Hungary or the obstreperousness of dissenters in the European Union and NATO. However, none of that has happened. Giorgia Meloni is now regarded as pragmatic, which, according to critics, makes her unpredictable. Is she more popular now than when she was first elected? Can you tell, Lorenzo?
Well, John, you did a very good summary of what is Giorgia Meloni today. She's not shy. She's very pragmatic, you said very rightly. She's respected by the other European leader. Because when she wants to say something that have a strong logic, she has no, let's say, she's not shy. She tells the truth. She did it this during the last meeting in Brussels when Macron, the French president, invited Zelensky with the Chancellor of Germany. She didn't like what he did, and she said this clearly to everybody. She said that that was a political mistake. And let's say that the result of the electoral test in Lazio and Lombardia, that are the most important region of Italy, was a very important test to consolidate her leadership. And I would say that her honeymoon with the Italians continue. So I think we are in the good situation to have something that for the several years, past years, we didn't have, a sort of stability in terms of political leadership and government stability. I think this is important for Italy and for what we have to do in order to continue the growth that we had after the end of the pandemic.
Checking on the economy, the recovery. The headlines here in the U.S. say that natural gas has reached a new low, not seen since the early pandemic. Does that help your economy? Can you see it?
Absolutely, because today the price of gas in Amsterdam Stock Exchange was below 50 euros per megawatt hours. This was a price that never happened since December 2021. So if on one side we have the critical problem of drought, on the other side, at least we are saving and we expect to continue to save a lot of money in terms of energy. Likely the consumption of gas is low because, you know, the climate change is offering us a very nice temperature compared to what were the temperature in the true winter time in the past years.
A surprising development about the first anniversary of the attack by Russia on Ukraine. And Giorgia Meloni and her government stand with the EU and stand with NATO on defending Ukraine. You tell me that the foreign minister of China has said that there will be a speech by his general secretary. What is Xi Jinping going to say on the anniversary?
Well, just this morning, driving to Genoa, I was listening an interview to our foreign minister, who met yesterday the foreign minister of China. And of course, our foreign minister was insisting that China should take a more strong position towards Russia and lobby for Russia to sit around the table and discuss for peace. And the prime minister of China, the foreign minister of China, said to our foreign minister that Xi Jinping should deliver in the anniversary of the start of the Ukrainian conflict a speech devoted to peace. The speech will be mainly based on the world peace. This is important, in my opinion, is an important message to Russia from China. I hope that this will happen next Friday.
And the major concern then is not the immediate war, not the politics of Giorgia Meloni, but the climate. That's the major concern. What I want to know, just in our closing seconds, right now, are you going to see that drought near Olive Grove in the wine country? Is that going to be damaged by the drought?
No, John. In such a case, I can tell you that Italy is divided in two parts. The north part is suffering drought. The center and the south are not suffering drought. They had enough rain and snow. So it's a problem of the north part of Italy that is also one of the most developed agricultural-speaking region of Europe.
Lorenzo Fiore, he is in Milano in Lombardy. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.